League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello. Tell you what I miss. I'll tell you what's going to cheer you up. Musical theatre. That's what I miss. Here we go.
Close every door to me, hide all the world from me, bar all the windows and shut out the light.
Hope you're enjoying my singing. Some people are saying they're enduring it. You know, I miss here and hear us enjoying it. So here we go. I'm going to tell you a little story about that's my phone, put that away. So yes, I'm going to tell you a little story about when I used to have a job. I used to have a job as a comedian, and I don't know if you know what a comedian does, but his job is to stand on stage, tell you a series of ridiculous things that he's done, he or she has done. And she, unless it's Big Fat Quiz of the Year, when it's he. Yes. His job, his or her job, is to stand there telling you a series of ridiculous things, and then at the end, say, turn to the crowd and say, "And that's how I lost my job as a bus driver." Woo! And everyone goes crazy. So I also used to do TV warm-up, and one of which was for the Claire Balding Show. So here's a little story from that. Now there was a crowd in, remember that, crowds? And people are essentially boring, aren't they? People are essentially boring. I mean, lockdown suits a lot of people. They don't do anything really apart from watch television and masturbate. That's given me an idea actually. So they, you know, they don't care, you know. I mean, it's the lack of imagination with questions is the thing. I've watched many government briefings and no one has had the imagination to go, "Oh, Chris Whitty, yeah? You know, you keep saying, next slide, please. Why didn't you get a fucking clicker?" So, I mean, I listened to a Radio 5 interview recently. Been listening to a lot of Radio 5. That's a good way to get through lockdown. They're very good on that. But they open it up to questions to the public. Don't do that. Stupid people. They had an astronaut on. And he just explained how 99.9% of research that goes on space stations is about improving human life. So the host said, "All right, let's open it up for the first question from the public." And this guy said, "Oh, it's really interesting, you spending weeks on the International Space Station and improving human life. My question is, how did they get food up there?" The fuck? I mean, teleportation? What is it? They take it up in the rocket, don't they? Anyway, so I was on the Claire Balding Show. And I had to, the job is even worse than being a comedian. You just have to, I don't know, fill time. And part of the show was Claire Balding would field questions. So I'd hold the mic up to the people's mouths. And that was my job, but I miss it. And Claire said at the end, "Well, I've got time for one question." And the guest was Tony McCoy. A.P. McCoy, Sir Tony McCoy, arguably the greatest horse racer of all time. An amazing career, so many winners, champion jockey, millions of times, millions of prizes. Yeah, he got a prize. Oh, let's have a look what you could have won. Yeah, you don't get money for winning horse races. You just get a prize. You've won a canteen of cutlery, Tony. Amazing. In one, throw away those wash day blues with this washing machine. In two, just realised I haven't even mentioned bullseye in this podcast. In two, cook food very quickly with this microwave. Bully's special prize, this speedboat. I live in fucking Wigan, mate. So we opened, Claire Balding opened, said, there's time for one question, so make it good. There was a pause. And then somebody tentatively put their hand up from the crowd and I walked over with the microphone. Saw this guy's face, looking a bit nervous, but he obviously had a good question. Here we go. He said, yes, Tony, congratulations on the 20 years as a whatever champion jockey. Millions of prizes that you won, including the barbecue and the canteen of cutlery. Genuinely, he said, my question to you, Tony, is how do you feel when a horse dies? What the fuck? You know, firstly, keep it light, mate. This is an entertainment show. And secondly, what do you expect him to say? Oh, good question. How do I feel when a horse dies? I'm sexually aroused by it. The only way I can get off anymore is if the sheet is placed around the horse and it's shot in the head. Thank you very much for your question. Of course, he said, I feel sad. That's what he said. No one has any fucking imagination anymore. I've given up on human beings. The majority of humans are stupid. Let's replace them with animals. Goats, they're inquisitive. Goats, 100% of goats come across something unfamiliar, they investigate it. Which is why we choose to put goats in fields with 10 million identical blades of grass just to fuck them up. A goat would have asked a better question of Tony McCoy, wouldn't they? Than a human being. Claire Balding would have said, oh, we've got a goat asking you a question. And the goat would have said, oh yeah, okay, here's my question, Tony. How do you feel when a horse dies? That's not the end of the question, Tony. Because as a goat, I'm far more inquisitive and far more clever than a human being. So here's the end of the question. Tony, how do you feel when a horse dies and everyone there can see that you killed it? That would be a better question. Yes, Tony, how do you feel when everyone can see that you killed it? You killed tens of horses in your career. On average, Tony McCoy killed 3 horses every year for his career, 3 times 20, that's 60. Let's put that into perspective. That's more than Fred and Rose West, Dennis Nielsen, Leslie Grantham, Noel Edmonds, and Michael Barrymore put together. Tony McCoy, you're a vicious horse murderer. This is what the goat would say, not me. Don't write in. You're a vicious horse murderer. And you, as a kid, Tony, you probably thought, oh, the only way I've got a sexual fantasy about killing horses. And he thought, how can I get away with it? I know what I'll do. I'll become a jockey and then I'll be able to ram horses into fences, hide in plain sight, and no one will question that I'm actually a horse killer. Clever, clever idea. And I wouldn't have got away with it if it hadn't been for that goat. I would have got away with it if it hadn't been for them meddling kids. And that is how I lost my job as a TV warm-up for the Claire Balding Show.
A land of our own.
Thank you very much for listening. Please get on the patreon.com/NathanCassidy. Please listen to my other podcast from Pop People Productions, Psycomedy. Lots of love to you. Goodbye.
Mm.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.